The National Memorial for Peace and Justice has more than 800 steel monuments that represent each county where lynching took place. In 1920, three African-American men were lynched in Duluth after being wrongfully accused of raping a white woman. Superior African Heritage Community Coordinator Kim Young says it's important for her to witness the opening of the memorial.
To just be a part of something like this, that is finally saying we recognize some of the pain, some of the trauma and the death that happened, is very profound for me, but also coming at this time in our culture, I think it's needed. It's a part of the healing process that we recognize all of that death and violence.
The National Memorial is expected to draw thousands from across the country for its opening on Thursday. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.